episode 772, One Word That Limits Your Success.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. It is a gorgeous week out. Oh, yes, it is time to get up, get moving, get grooving. No more excuses. This is a brand new day, a start to your week. Are you ready to go out and be present, be incredible, and be you? Oh, yes, you are. And for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome. I hope you've stumbled upon the right place where you want to be because I am so excited and delighted of your presence. We are thrilled to have you here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding the simple in every day. Now, maybe you're like, oh my gosh, what is she on right now? She's just like, I don't know, the energy is coming through the mic and I think she's going to blow my eardrums out. Well, I am here to tell you it is going down and it's going down today. One word that limits your success. It's one word. Okay, technically it's maybe kind of a spinoff of one word. There's really kind of two words, but it's been fun trying to figure it out and I am excited to share it with you. I've kind of done my own little scientific research, okay? Maybe not like Oxford would do theirs, but the way Christiane would do it in real life. You know, the Kisses, the Keep It Simple strategy. What really works in our crazy, busy, hectic lives? Because I know you have all the time in the world, right? I know you do. That's why you're sitting around waiting to hear what one word is limiting your success. That one word that's going to limit your success, you don't even realize it, and you don't even know how much you're even using it. Words have power. And when spoken by you, the power is magnified. When thought by you, oh my gosh, it's even worse. Because sometimes we can come back with a rebuttal, right? We can kind of erase what was spoken, but that thought, oh no, those thoughts we replay over and over and over again. And then we can't get into it in this episode, but subconsciously, oh my gosh, those thoughts are kind of like crazy. So we have to begin with what we can control. Proverbs 20:15 says this, wise speech is rarer and more valuable than gold and rubies. What speech are you using today? What word might you be using that is crushing you daily? Gentle words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Are you taking your life and shredding it to pieces because of how you say things? What you do? The actions that you take? The words you speak? Well, I decided to play a game with myself. You know, as a mom of five, I've played a lot of games and I have actually created a ton of them too. So this game was going to really focus on counting how many times I would use this one word or kind of a variety thereof, okay? Like I kind of told you there's a little twist. I'll get to that twist in a minute because I know you're wanting to know what that one word is. Have you guessed it yet? Do you have any idea where I'm going with this? I think you will be very surprised. You see, I wanted to prove what I was hearing from clients and friends and my family and then my children and their friends, along with just general conversations. You know, when you're at the basketball game and we're in playoffs right now and you're sitting in the bleachers and you're listening to conversations or you're listening to other people talk and how they speak and the words of choice. We don't sit there and say, okay, today is going to be these vocabulary words. Do you remember way back in school that we would learn certain words and then we would have to practice them? And not only we would have to write them out, do you remember writing out the word? And then we would have to define it, and we'd write that out. And then we'd have to like write the word itself because we'd have to learn the spelling of that new word. And then on top of that, we would have to use it in three or five different sentences. Boy, if we would only do that today, how our lives would be shifted. Because you see, there's one word that limits your success. And it's one that you use more often than not. Could one word really be limiting you? Could it really be chaining you to failure? Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. That's what it says in Proverbs 16:24. Kind words. But when we are interjecting negativity, when we're throwing ourselves into the lion's den on a moment-by-moment basis because of the words of choice, because we choose them, they're coming out of our own mouths. You can't sit here and blame this on your husband. You may be able to blame a lot of what he hasn't done on his to-do list, but you cannot blame the words that are being spoken by you because you choose them. What's that one word that's limiting your success? We need to be thinking kind words. But you know, if they're not kind, what happens? They cut you to the core. And slowly over time, you begin to limit your success. You bleed out. That's not something fun and exciting. Does it sound like that to you? You want to bleed out? But we're doing that with the choices that we make, with the words that we speak. So what's that one word? Well, there was a study done by Oxford Online, who is associated with the Oxford English Dictionary. And what they found was they found the most common 100 English words that were used in writing around the world. So writings like in newspapers or in books and things like that. Now, most of what was written down there are basic ones like the word the. If I counted how many times I used the word the or a or or of or be, we would be like, see, I mean, now I start thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I can't say that word because I'm thinking about that word. Oh, it gets kind of crazy. You begin to get a little loony, if you know what I mean. But it was interesting, though, to look at these 100 words. And a lot of them were just kind of those basic, like, you know, the fill-in, what we would call sight words. Remember those? You can't sound them out. You just had to memorize them. I mean, the English language is crazy. And so, you know, phonetically, sight words, you couldn't sound them out. You just had to memorize that this is what they were, and this is how they are pronounced. And I know in different countries, we pronounce those words maybe a little bit differently, and we also have a little different accent. I'm sure you think sometimes I have an accent, which ultimately, I don't think I ever have an accent, but people tell me I do. But regardless, we put our own twist on the words. So this study found this common word, and it actually showed up as number 56, and then the variation of it was number 13, the dreaded number 13. And that number 13 and number 56 actually might be affecting you more than you realize. I'm sure you're wondering now, really. You're like, come on, Christiane, are you going to tell me the one word? No, I'm not. No, of course I'm going to tell you that one word. That one word is no. That was number 56. The number 13 word, that dreaded number 13, you know, we don't ever want to, you know, 13's bad luck. Okay, if you believe that, that's fine. So then maybe you really should think about this word and how you use it, not. Both are negative. And I began to put this to the test. You know, I told you I was playing this game, and my husband and I were getting ready as I was writing the episode, the outline for this episode. And I can't even remember what we were talking about. I wish I could. But I said a statement and he said a different statement. Both meant the same thing, but it was the way that it was said. Now, I want to see if you can guess. Who said it with the not or the no? Me or my hubby? It was me. Can you believe it? Me, optimistic, Miss Positive. I'm going to lift you up, encourage you every single day. I'm going to tell you like it is. And my sentence carried the dreaded knot. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Maybe I'm speaking more in the knots and the no's than I realize. Now, of course, when I'm working, you know, consciously really putting my effort into it with my clients and my children and my hubby, maybe not so much, but we were just kind of talking in generality, and I just found out that, that's what was happening. That's what came out of my mouth, and it totally blew me out of the water. And I even stopped my husband. I said, did you just hear that? He goes, what? He laughs at me. I mean, he loves me to death, but he does get a kick when I begin to analyze things. And he's like, that's going on an episode, isn't it? And I'm like, yep, it's going on an episode. That's kind of my life, right? I mean, everything comes out here. I'm real and raw with you all. But I'm being real and raw telling you that, look, a person who is positive, who has lots of energy, who has lots of love, who serves, who truly is, if you know me, you know that's who I am. But to hear the words not and no coming out, I mean, when I was sitting there calculating, I got lost at 12 or 15 count when I was actually trying to pay attention. Sometimes I don't pay attention to what I'm saying because, you know, things get moving fast. You know, we get what? Busy, fill in the blank. That one word that limits your success is no, or it's not, that form of. It's a number 13 and the number 36. That's not a number you should be wearing or should be speaking. So what can you do? What can you do to remove the one word that limits your success? Because how you speak is going to be a way of how you execute and interpret what's to come, the action to follow. So what do you do to remove that one word? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Change your sentence structure. Yes, give it up for the English teachers. If you love English, you're going to love this. I actually pulled in my little Einstein. I said, we got to talk sentence structure. He goes, what, Mom? He goes, you're going to talk about this on the podcast episode? I said, yep, I am. He goes, well, good luck trying to explain it to them. I said, well, we'll kind of tone it down a little bit. But we are talking English. So if you love English, pay attention. And if you don't love English, but you want to live an incredible life that impacts people, you need to listen. Because you got to change your sentence structure. After me playing this game with myself, it's more fun, you know, in life sometimes to play a few games. And when I was playing this game, I'm like, whoa, I've got to watch how I'm wording things, not to everybody else, but what's coming out of my mouth, even when I'm by myself. Yes, I talk out loud. It's kind of a scary thought. I know. One of these days, I'll just kind of put a hidden camera up and we'll just kind of, you know, yeah, well, that's for another episode. But it's a lot of fun because I carry on these conversations. It's the only way I know how to get out what I have within me. God uses it and he talks to me at the same time. So technically, I'm not talking to myself now that I cleared the air on that one. But did you notice what I said? What words did I use there? Technically, I'm not talking to myself. Boy. Right? Even then and there, it's a negative. It's putting down what I'm doing. Like, it's bad for me to talk to myself, which what? A lot of people think that. Oh, if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. In the olden days, that we kind of made fun of that. Me growing up, that's what it was. If you were caught talking to yourself, you would be made fun of by all your friends. They would ridicule you, call you strange, freaky names. What's another way I can say, well, instead of not talking to myself, I'm not talking to myself. You got to remove the word not. I'm lifting myself up, taking my ideas from my heart and placing them out in the world for God to hear my prayers. Whoa! Boom! That is much more impactful. Okay, I probably did another bad sentence structure there. Much more impactful. It's more impactful the way I use it. Take out the much. If you're an English major, send me a note on how I should formulate that better. Okay, I told you we're going to be real and raw here. It's going to be fun because you have got to understand that what you say has power. And the second way I said it has much more power than the first way. Get rid of number 13 and number 56. They may be great numbers, but they're not great words. Oh, wait, they're not great words. See, even there. How many times do you really think? We're going to go and talk about how to change your sentence structure, but I want to challenge you to count your nots and no's. Now, I'm not telling you you can't say no to your children. You got to discipline them. I'm not saying you can't say no to your schedule. Yes, you need to say no to your schedule as into, no, I can't volunteer for that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the conversations that you are having. The day-to-day sentences, your structure that you are using. Do you remember The simple, the compound, the complex, and the compound complex sentence structures. Yeah, there's four of them. A lot of us use the simple, you know, those independent clauses, those sentences that stand alone, like, I kicked the ball. That sounds fine. That sounds great. Or you may have said, I didn't run with the ball very fast. Well, that didn't sound fun at all, did it? Because you used the word not. I did not run with the ball. I kicked the ball. It's more positive. I got to tell you, doing this episode is hard because I'm thinking about every single word that I say. Not that I don't think about every single word that I say to you anyway, but it is one that I am very, very observant as to what's coming out of my mouth right now. So I feel like I'm in, you know, having this outer body experience, and then yet I'm trying to speak to you at the same time. So it feels really strange. So bear with me here. So you've got the simple, the compound, the complex, the compound complex. So what happens? What do you do with that? A lot of us don't talk in compound. We kind of do. That's where you have like two independent clauses and you get that coordinating conjunction or that glue word. My children are learning it as fanboys. The fanboys are like the for, the and, the nor, the but, the or, the yet, the so. Did you get that? Take notes, okay? No. We don't need to memorize all of that. But what we do need to know is that no and not needs to come out of our sentences. We need to be looking at them from a structural point of view as to how our mind interprets them. So therefore, we know how we are going to go out and execute, meaning how we take that next step, how we take aim, action, ignites motivation. Because what we're saying, if we're using that no, we're not getting where we want to go. We're not finishing our website like we wanted to. We're not doing our blogging and writing like we want to. We're not moving from that corporate space because we just can't launch our, you know, our network marketing company fast enough to be able to say, I'm ready to stay home, wherever you fall into that. You've got to begin to change that sentence structure. Number one, remove the no or not in your sentences. Don't say them. Oh, I just said it. Do not say them. Do not say the nots and the no's in your sentences. Again, this is going to be a hard one. You're going to walk around today after listening to this episode, and you're going to be like, oh gosh, Christiane, you're in my mind again. I said no again. But we need to be aware because this is the one word that's limiting your success, your impact, the direction that God has planned for you, those dreams that you want. You're stopping them. We're our worst line of defense. You need to go on offense. It's time to pick up your sword and cut no and not out of your vocabulary. So that's number one, remove the no and not in your sentences. Number two, structure with statements of what you were doing or accomplishing or what you want to do. Instead of saying, you know, I didn't get my writing done today, say, I accomplished one paragraph. Or I completed my outline. It's two totally different things than saying, I didn't get my writing done. And I'm talking about, let's say you're writing an article, right? You want to be published or something, or you're writing a chapter to a book. You're doing research for a book. And maybe you're supposed to write something regarding what you have discovered. And if you didn't really get done, meaning you didn't finish and complete what you thought you would, you said, well, I didn't get my writing done. Well, that just, you know, totally wipes out absolutely everything you worked on that day. No wonder you don't feel accomplished. So state what you did do, not what you did not do. Take the nots out. Take the no's away. That's number two. Number three, utilize action to move yourself forward. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. The more we cut ourselves off from the no's and the nots, the more we will have the freedom to go forward. I want to tell you right now, it's okay not to get everything done on your to-do list. Because if you have 15 or 16 items, unless if you have no one else in the world to take care of but yourself. And that's probably hard to believe. If you're listening, I'm sure you take care of more than just yourself. You're a woman of impact. So you're caring for others, whether it be your children, your hubby, your family, your extended family, it may be people at work. You have a community, a world that you touch, that you serve. You have to take those no's and the nots and the don'ts and the I couldn't or I shouldn't have or why didn't I? That has to be removed from your vocabulary. And you want to begin to utilize action to move yourself forward, to take that next step, to take aim. Action ignites motivation. Action is what keeps you going. The more you cut down with the nose, it cuts to the core, right? The knots, it cuts to the core. You begin bleeding. You're going to bleed out, which means what? You give up. You were made for so much more. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So there's absolutely no reason why you should have the nose and the knots in your language. So take them out today. But first, you have to challenge yourself. You got to count them. Think about actually what you're saying. You're probably going to trip up on a few of your sentences like I've done here today. And guess what? That's okay. That means you're human. You're absolutely incredible. God is not keeping track of your no's and your knots, but you are. And that's the difference. When you're keeping score, that one word is going to limit your success. It's time for you to go on to offense. It's time to begin to truly be present. Know the words, that's the K-N-O-W. Know the words that are coming out of your mouth. Utilize them to move you forward, to put you into action, and to acknowledge what you are doing, the progress that you're making, because every single day that your eyes awaken and they pop open and your feet hit the floor and you're on your way to go to the bathroom and brush your teeth, boy, you have got a pulse. That means you have the opportunity to impact. That's the greatest gift you've ever been given. And God gave it to you. And he gives it to you, we pray, on a daily basis. So don't throw that away. But what you can throw away is the no, as in the N-O, and the not, the N-O-T, out of your sentences. Get it out of your vocabulary. Unless if you need a definitive no in regards to your scheduling, in regards to disciplining. But when it comes to your success, your walk in completing and obtaining your goals and reaching those dreams and going to higher ground that God has planted within you, by golly, you better start using the positives. You are absolutely magnificent. And it's time that you begin to realize that. Because it's only one step at a time that's going to lead you to miles of greatness. But that one step can be diverted when you use that one word too many times in your life. Stop cutting your life short and your dreams off. It's time to live, love, and impact. If you want some help with this, click on the link, Take Aim. That will begin our conversation. It's a free 20-minute phone call with me. Let's walk in this journey together. Let's jumpstart where you want to be. Let's get you going in the right direction, and let's get those no's and knots out of your sentences, because you, my friend, have a life, an incredible life to lead. Go out and live, love, impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.